These are the nights I wish everybody owned a computer, because we have posted a picture that we got from you that is absolutely incredible. It's highlighted in your book, When the Ghost Screams, and I want you to tell us a little bit about this picture.
Well, this is an amazing photograph taken by a man by the name of Jason Sweeten, who is a clinical researcher for the FDA. He's not a ghost hunter. He didn't even really give much thought to ghosts before this. And he was visiting the Donner Memorial State Park in Truckee, California. He was in the area on business, and he went for a hike and just wanted to get some nice pictures so he could take them back to show to his wife. And he shot a number of photographs, and when he went back to his hotel room, he was looking through them, and he was stunned to see a little face in the right-hand corner of one of the photos. He had been all alone on the trail. Now, this park happens to be the site where the Donner Party in 1846 camped. As most of your listeners will know, this was a group of pioneers who were going west to California when they became snowbound, and they had to resort to cannibalism to survive.
And wasn't one person there accused of murdering a child when the food ran out?
Yes, there was a man by the name of Lewis Caseburg, and his descendants claim that he has been unfairly accused. But some of the folks there said that he, when he got really hungry and there wasn't much to eat, he would actually kill people. And there was one little boy, it was very sad, his name was Jeremiah George Foster. And he was staying with his grandmother, Lavina Murphy, in the Murphy cabin. And Lewis Caseburg was also in that cabin. And during the night, Lewis decided that the little boy had to sleep with him. And when the grandmother awoke in the morning, the child was dead. And Lewis claimed that he had died of natural causes during the night. But she suspected that he had killed the boy. So I think that it's quite possible that that's Jeremiah we see in the picture.
Yeah, that is a remarkable photograph. And has anybody had an opportunity to talk to the photographer, Jason Sweeten?
Oh, I talked to him and his wife, because I like to talk to people in person so I can get a sense if they're truthful.
Right.
And he is extremely credible. And I spoke with his wife before I talked to him, and she told me about his reaction when he found the photo on the camera. He called her immediately, and he was quite shaken up. He couldn't understand where this boy had come from. It's very sincere people.
Yes, if you have a computer, get up to the coasttocoastam.com website, take a look at the picture there that Leslie has provided to us, that Lex has posted, and look down in the right-hand corner, you'll see the image of that little boy. He's kind of like peering up, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and what's kind of interesting is that Jason's a father and has a child, a little boy, but who looks nothing like this child. And it's almost as if he sensed that paternal energy and was maybe trying to get help from him.
Leslie, you've done a lot of work in the field of ghosts and ghost studies. What is your take, not only on this picture, but just on the entire phenomenon?
Well, I tend to lean toward the leading theory is that ghosts are simply human beings whose souls are stuck on Earth, usually because of a traumatic death or unfinished business.
Do you think that something violent has to happen, some kind of calamity, in order for them to stick around?
It seems that we find the most paranormal activity linked to the sites where something horrible has happened, where there's been a violent tragedy. But we also see cases where people just seem really attached to their homes, like they don't want to leave their roses, and people will report seeing the little old lady working on a rose bush decades after she died, even though she died of natural causes. But we definitely see the most paranormal activity in those sites where there has been violent death, particularly murder and particularly unsolved murder.
Are these the cases where ghosts prefer Earth than moving on, obviously?
Well, we don't really know if it's a preference or simply an unresolved issue. It's possible that they have such a need to see justice done that they stick around because of that, or perhaps they are just so traumatized they may not even realize they're dead. And if they knew there was a choice, they may not choose to stay on Earth.
I had a story a couple days ago from Florida where some people were up in arms because they had bought a house And then later, they found out that three people had been murdered there. I mean, it was just a horrible situation. They wanted out, and, you know, they didn't get into whether the house was haunted or not, mm-hmm. but in some cases, they are. Do you find in your research that violent death, such as murder, creates a higher incident of ghosts and hauntings?
I definitely do. You know, when it comes to the case up at the Donner Memorial State Park, I had Debbie and Mark Constantino with me, who are experts on EVP, and they got some fascinating EVP. We were able to record some voices of people saying things like, "We're hungry and look at the bones." And I would love to have them go with me to a place in Oklahoma. It's Vina Ray's Grill and Gray's in Arvard, Oklahoma. And this is the spot that is connected to the murder of a woman by the name of Ann Reynolds. In the year 1955, she was just 22 years old and a student at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. And she was married to the coach at the high school there. And one day she was driving along, leaving college, her college classes, where she was learning to be a teacher.
Okay.
And she didn't make it to the high school where she was going to meet her husband for lunch. Next thing you know, somebody found her car on the side of the road, and it was ablaze, and she was dead inside.
Oh, my.
The investigators determined that it was indeed a homicide. They found forensic evidence that suggested this, but the case has never been solved. Now, today, that little town where her husband coached is called Arvard, and it has become such a
Arvard, Oklahoma.
Arvard, Oklahoma, and the population has diminished to the point they no longer needed a high school. So all that's left of the high school is the gym where Ann's husband worked. And now the gym is Vina Ray's Grill and Grace. And the ladies who own it have witnessed the ghost of Ann Reynolds there many times. One of the things that happens is they'll suddenly get the sense of burning hair. And it's such a horrible smell that when people sense it for the first time, they get sick. And her ghost is actually materialized in the place.
Oh, my. Now, has anybody ever been able to talk to a ghost that was murdered as a human being? And that ghost leads them to the murderer or tells them about it?
Yes, actually, we have many psychics that do that sort of thing. A friend of mine by the name of Nancy Meyer, also known as Nancy Setley, has worked with the police on a number of cases solving murders. She's featured on court TV quite often, but she's one of the psychics who can look at a photograph where there has been a homicide, read that photograph, and give information to the detectives that will lead to the solving of the crime.